Blog Talk Radio.
Following is rated R. It contains violence, adult language, nudity, and adult content.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, March 1st, 2020. Thanks for joining us for the Walking Dead online viewing party here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm host Casey Shapiro, and special thanks to our host and sponsor, NDB Media. I did have a bit of technical problems when I set the show up tonight. I did it in the wrong time zone, and by the time I caught it to correct it, the 8:30 slot had already started, so I could not start the show until now. But the show on the television is live, so I'm going to keep this very brief and let you guys watch that opening, and we will play catch-up during the commercial breaks. Thanks for your patience. Also, quick thanks to Joan for helping me in the chat room. And I will see you guys at the first commercial break. Thanks for joining us. And it seems the opening was super short. They are already at their commercial break, and it is 9:02 p.m. So let's get back to what we usually talk about every week, while we have a chance at the first commercial break. Tonight's show may contain spoilers up through the last episode and possible content from any current AMC official promo materials. Typically, we start our show a half hour before the new episode airs live each week. I apologize for the mess up tonight. We had a death in the family last night, so I'm a little bit overloaded. So we'll go ahead and do the best we can. We give recap from the previous episode, discussion of what is to come tonight. At 9 p.m., we'll go dark or mute and watch the new episode together, then give episode ratings from 1 to 10 and commentary during the commercial breaks. We will also give our listeners trivia on the show as well as the cast and crew, including bios, birthdays, and more. Our show is spoiler and comic-free. Please don't discuss either any spoilers or stuff from the comics in the chat room or on the air. We prefer our discussions, reactions, and comments to be just about what we know from the show that's actually presented to us. Welcome to Season 10, Episode 10. Season 10 will be doing the traditional 50-50 split season, with 8 episodes ran until November 24th. Then episodes 9 through 16 began last week and will run up through April 12th, ending Season 10. After which, the new third series, entitled The Walking Dead World Beyond, will also begin on Sunday, April 12th, for 10 episodes through June 14th on AMC. AMC announced last Thursday that World Beyond, the second spinoff of The Walking Dead, would kick off its season one on Sunday, April 12th at 10 p.m., immediately after the season 10 finale of The Mothership, so to speak. Given that prior press indicated we have only 10 weeks of no Walking Dead shows, it stands to reason that Fear Season 6 will probably pick up the following Sunday, June 21st, and do a split 8-8 season to August 9th, or else run straight through to September 4th, followed by The Walking Dead Classic Season 11 on October 11th. This is all just speculation for now. I don't have confirmed dates. We have a trailer for an AMC original series, so we may be going back shortly, but I'll get with him what I can, where I can. If you guys want to call in to speak with the hosts, I'm at 914-338-0314. Anytime you want to call during the live show, you'll be screened and muted to the commercial break, and then we can chat on the air. If phones are not your thing, join us in the live chat room, and you can listen to the show real time as well as go back and download the episode after the fact. And we are back, so I'll see you guys at break number two. Okay, guys, it's all the way to 9:15, and that was a much beefier opening after the tiny little crumbs that we had. Joan and I, by the way, had rated that first section just a 5 because there was nothing inherently bad about it, but it was too damn short to be very meaningful, so whatever. Joan has said, wow, glad that was just a bad dream for Rosita. Would be seriously put out if they had killed the baby. Yes, indeed. Both of us have rated this next bigger section a big beefy 6. And I'm going to go ahead and go back to my notes and get what I can out to you guys so we can try to catch up. All right, we were talking about the split season and you all calling in. As you know always, if you're unable to join us for the show in real time, you can go to the link later on and download the broadcast as an MP3 podcast for later listening. Click on the cloud-shaped white icon at the top right of the page. And you can also download this and prior episodes on iTunes. Tonight's episode is Stalker. The official AMC synopsis is the group must defend Alexandria from a threatening outside force. Well, you know, that's every week. And I get annoyed with some of these synopses because I know they want to be no spoilers, but sometimes they go a little too far with that. Okay, as we typically do, I have a handful of additional synopses for you guys, so let's get right to that. I'm going to check the chat room. Joan has not added anything additional, so let's jump in. The Walking Dead 1010 live stream by Sarah Beth Pollock at undeadwalking.com, also known as Fansided. Let's see what she has to say. After one group of survivors makes it out of the cave, but not all, of course, it is time to return to Alexandria as the whisper of war starts heating up. In The Walking Dead 1010 Stalker, the community gets a little visit from Alpha's big man. This is a mild spoiler, but it is in the trailers, so if you guys watched any of the trailers for this past week, you know damn well what's coming. Alexandria has been in a heightened state of paranoia in the days following Sadiq's shocking death. The residents know war is coming, but they're reeling from Dante's betrayal and the loss of one of their own. No one is as upset as Rosita, of course, and that means Gabriel is also there for her. Gamma is out there somewhere. We've just seen the opening where Gamma's gone. She's supposed to be on a mission for Alpha, but Negan was able to convince Alpha that she's the spy. So Alpha sent her trusted second-in-command to find her. Alpha is ready to make an example of her if Beta can find her. Is Alexandria ready for Beta's visit? She gives a synopsis, which I've already given you guys, and then it's short and sweet, and there's nothing else. So let me go ahead and pull up the second synopsis for you guys. And this one is also from undeadwalking.com and just says preview rather than the live where to watch it. And I believe, yes, this is also by Sarah Beth Pollock. We have a Amazon Prime Video trailer. Oh, KFC commercial, so we can go back. And that thing with the donuts and the chicken, Jesus Christ, that is diabetes on a stick. Okay. Sarah Beth says in her other review, The Walking Dead is back and bigger than ever before as the road to the Whisper of War heats up in episode 1010 Stalker. This week's episode features a return to Alexandria where Gabriel, Rosita, and the rest of the community must prepare for the unexpected. After the mid-season premiere that left everyone talking, yeah, especially at the end, oh my God, Negan, Stalker will keep the momentum rolling with a look at what's happening in Alexandria. At this point, Michonne is on a boat with Virgil, and the community has been on its own, while unbeknownst to them, a group of their friends was stuck in Alpha's cave, which we are just now finding out tonight. We know from Squeeze last week that Alpha was able to have some alone time with Negan because she sent Beta on a mission to find the wayward Gamma. That's rather interesting. It makes you wonder how deliberate that was. Naturally, we have to think that Beta's first stop will be one of the neighboring communities. Will Alexandria be ready for a visit from the big man himself? They mentioned Talking Dead, which I'll get to later because I always tell you guys that. That is pretty much the end of that one. So let me grab the last one. I don't know if I'll get all three out before the commercial break is over, but I'll do my best. Let me paste the link up for you guys. And we are back, so I'll see you guys at break number 3 and give you the last one. Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that. It is 9:24. We're actually on a commercial break, and I had a settings adjustment. Let me go ahead and get some ratings up. I'm going to go with 6.5. Jonah's at 6.25. And we both remarked about the KFC commercial, the donuts and chicken. Just, yeah, we love both, but not together. Yuck. Joan has remarked, wow, Gabriel has gone over to the dark side. Yes, he certainly has. And she says, if this is where we repeat that if Daryl dies, we riot. And she says, I'm not that much of a fanatic, but still, we're already losing Michonne this season. Don't forget, we're getting Maggie back. That is also contractually promised. And I know it doesn't make up for anybody else. I'm not sure Daryl's the one that is going to die. They're dragging it out way too much, and I think they learned a little bit of a lesson doing this crap with Glenn a little too much. Okay. So, let me go back to the article while I have time, which I probably don't have much of. So, let me see. The Walking Dead is giving a surprise ending to a character on the show since season 7. This is from CinemaBlend.com by Gina Carboni. This is not a source that we traditionally use every week, but they did make mention of this. Although, glancing over the article, I didn't catch that they mentioned who it's going to be, so at least they won't have that as a spoiler. But they say, The Walking Dead Season 10 returned for its first episode of 2020 on February 23rd and put the squeeze on several characters. Well, everyone's talking about Negan and Alpha's sexy but so not sexy time. And the latest edition of Everybody Hates Carol. Keep an eye out for a character who has been around since season 7 to have what's billed as a surprise ending this Sunday, March 1st. I have a guess who it might be. I have unfortunately run across some commentary from the comics, but fortunately this show tends not to stick strictly to the comics because so even if people have been rumbling about what could be happening, there's no guarantee, and they might just turn it on its tail because you guys know too damn much and they want to screw with you a little bit. But I think my prediction is that it is going to either be Alpha or Beta, and it is going to be a fight between them about them finding out what happened with Negan or something to do with Gamma. Like, I think it's a Whisperer death because those are the main characters that have been there since season 7. Anyway, back to the article. The promo showed Gamma Thorbirch showing up in Alexandria and also what looked like Beta, Ryan Hurst, appearing to rise from a grave in Alexandria. And I got a comment on that later. That's in addition to Daryl, Carol, and friends wanting to rescue Connie and Magna from that cave collapse. There's the promo video. We are, no, we're not back, but we probably will be in a minute. We have a trailer for something. Let me see what I can finish here. On top of that, we should be prepared to say goodbye to someone. TV Line answered a fan's question on when The Walking Dead would, I'm not going to say that, because the fan said he was tired of the whispers. Here's the answer, which teases the surprise ending coming this weekend. Handling a big bad is like making a walker skin mask. It takes a while. In the meantime, you can look forward to the villainous getting into one hell of a knockdown, drag-out fight in Sunday's Stalker, Daryl proving just how far he'll go to try to save Connie, okay, and Magna. And a surprise ending for a character who's been around since season 7, the traditional non-answer answer. Dispatches from Everywhere starts next. We are back. I'll see you guys at break number 4. Okay, guys, it's 9:35 and we're at break number 4, I believe, and I'm actually going to go up to 6.75. Just because of some action, and maybe that's not really a good reason, I don't know, but Daryl pulling the knife out of his leg, Joan's like, arterial bleed too, better tourniquet and soon, I hope the hell he does. Joan is also at 6.75, and Joan says, out of the mouth of babes, or Judith in this case, living up to Carl's legacy. Actually, just curious, was that referring to her asking Mary what her real name was or talking about her life beforehand? I think that's what you may be referring to, just clarifying. Joan also mentioned something. I was mentioning, because they asked, Judith says something about the Whisperers to Mary, and it may be one of the first times that they have ever heard what other people refer to them as. So I was curious what the Whisperers refer to themselves as. And Jonah says, I wonder that too, quote, guardians in training. or no idea. I don't even know if this is mentioned in the comics to spoil at me. Anyway, let me pop over to the other article, and I may run over a tiny bit of time at the end to catch up with all the data, because we had a lot of problems last week with that as well, getting all the data out. So I have leftovers from last week I want to give to you guys. Okay, back to the article from cinemablend.com. Daryl and Connie fans may focus on that part or Alpha's big fight, but who is getting a surprise ending? I have to imagine it isn't a major character, or they'd phrase it a bit differently in that tease. Last week, TV Line teased The Walking Dead's 2020 midseason premiere, quote, would change Daryl and Carol's relationship forever, and yeah, we saw that happen. Now we have this new tease about an ending for someone who's been on the show since Season 7. You'll recall that Walking Dead Season 7, which aired from 2016 to 17, started with Negan killing Abraham and Glenn. After that, millions of years left the show, but a bunch of new characters arrived. We went into the kingdom for the first time and also met more people at Negan's sanctuary, and Tara went to Oceanside. New people were introduced in all the communities, including Hilltop. Major characters introduced in Season 7 include Kerry Payton as Ezekiel and Cooper Andrews as Jerry. We were just worried for Jerry in The Walking Dead Season 10 mid-season premiere, but he's okay for now. You all remember the cave scene. Connie and Magna weren't introduced until Season 9, so we're thinking they make it out okay, or we don't hear anything about their fates this weekend, at least. What about Cindy, though? Cindy Park started as Cindy in Season 7, and the Oceanside resident returned in Season 10. This particular tease may not be about her, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's about a more minor character. Just someone we've gotten used to seeing, but that may be wrong, too. I'm avoiding any spoilers, so the answer may be out there, but I'm not seeking it out. The Walking Dead has been struggling in the ratings since Season 7, but the Season 10 mid-premiere did tick up a bit. It's pretty common for premieres, mid-season premieres, and finales to have the best ratings. Still, 3.5 million viewers and a 1.2 rating in the key 18 to 49 demographic isn't great, especially when compared to The Walking Dead Season 7 premiere, which had 17.03 million viewers and a wild 8.4 rating. Everyone tuned into the answer to who Negan Lucille'd. But then the show got too hopeless, as AMC admitted, and lost many fans. We also lost many major characters, with Danai Gurira's Michonne leaving this season, as Lauren Cohen Maggie finally returns. But some fans are still sticking with The Walking Dead Season 10 and beyond, and they'll see the surprise ending play out however it plays on Sunday night. We are not yet back, so let me go back to my notes and see what I have next for you guys. Writers and directors profiles. Tonight's show was written by Jim Barnes and directed by Bronwyn Hughes. We still have a little time, so let's see what I can get out. Jim Barnes. There is currently just about nothing personal available on Barnes as far as bio info goes. Barnes is not to be confused with another writer of a similar name, Welsh Choctaw writer Jim Weaver McCown Barnes, who was born in Oklahoma in 1933. Barnes' current Twitter bio, Our Barnes, says he is a writer, fighter, Jedi Knight, co-executive producer on The Walking Dead, and currently lives in Los Angeles. And we are back, and I'll read you the rest at the next break. Okay, 9:51. I think we're at break number 6. Kind of forget. I am actually willing to go to 7 with this. We'll see what Joan's going to weigh in a hot second. A couple of comments. We're trying to guess, like, who was going to be the one character we're talking about. Let me see. So, Joan was mentioning earlier Carl trying to see the good in others. He was the one in the end that insisted no one was all evil. And Joe mentions the Whisperers in the comics. We're just going to spoil this. They don't have a name for themselves either in the comics. They don't even have a name for the herd. Joan also mentions character from Season 7 could be Laura, too. She's a tattooed girl, was originally a savior. That was the chick that tangled with Beta in the jail and may have been killed. We're a little fuzzy. He definitely put her down. I don't know if it was final or not. My guess is Alpha, Beta, or Gamma fighting about Negan and about trust and betrayal. Joan says, that's creepy, but it looks like Beta just rose from a grave inside Alexandria, a hell of an entrance. Yes, that's true. And when I get to the trivia part of tonight, we're going to talk about that. I said those two guys in the house were the ones who bullied Lydia and did not learn a lesson. but we weren't clear whose house that was they were in and all those people that rose up now. Let's see. Now, Joan was hoping it was Beta or Alpha or all of them, really. You know, I'm on the fence with Beta. I don't really get him and why he puts up with Alpha so much. But because he scolded her a couple episodes ago, like he's the one who carries her. And Joan says, nice, go Judith and Gamma 2. And Joan also rates it as a 7. Still want to know about Daryl, though. I am still worried about the tourniquet and everything, which kind of leads me to believe he'll be okay because I think they would end that scene and focus. You know, they wouldn't drag it out if he's just going to go bleed to death in the corner. That's not a very good ending. So that's kind of not fair because it's an out-of-character reason, but nevertheless. Okay, so I was talking to you guys about the bio of the guy who wrote tonight's script. So he's the co-executive producer, or one of them, on The Walking Dead and currently lives in Los Angeles. Barnes has 5 other writer's credits on IMDb before this show. He was a writer for Nikita in 2010, Revolution in 2012, Gotham in 2015, and Timeless in 2016, and then executive story editor for Falling Skies in 2015. Barnes has 3 producer's credits, co-producer for Gotham 2015-16, producer and supervising producer for Timeless in 2016-18, and co-executive producer for all of Season 10 of The Walking Dead. Writing tonight's episode, Stalker, is his second role in the franchise and his second writer's credit for them, the first being Season 10, Episode 3, Ghosts. He is also slated to write the Season 10 finale, A Certain Doom, with Corey Reed and Eli Journay, which airs April 12th, the same night as The Walking Dead Worlds Beyond premieres. We're going to talk about that as well. All right. The director tonight is Bronwyn Hughes. Bronwyn Hughes is a Canadian film director. She was born in Toronto. A graduate of the Department of Film, York University, she has directed commercials and feature films. Home is still the Soho loft she shared since 1990 with her companion, the documentary filmmaker Egidio Cocimiglio. I hope I said that right. It's Italian. He's known for the movie Compulsion in 2015, among other notable movies. She is now about 57 years old, roughly, depending when her birthday falls this year. Miss Hughes got Hollywood's attention 10 years ago with a reel of short film she made for the acclaimed television series The Kids in the Hall. Like the comedy troupe, she's Canadian. She went on to direct a children's picture called Harriet the Spy in 96, which brought an invitation from Steven Spielberg to visit the set of The Lost World Jurassic Park. He told her he thought she had a vision and asked her to make movies for DreamWorks. Since 2006, most of her work has been in television directing. Hughes has 40 director's credits, including Amy Grant Videos, Season 5 of Kids in the Hall, Harriet the Spy, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, The L Word, Burn Notice, 24 Legacy back in 2017, Teen Wolf, The Good Doctor, 13 Reasons Why, The Hawaii Five-O Reboot, and more. She won a 25th Genie Award, I think 25th Year Genie Award in March 2005, nominated for Best Achievement in Direction for Stander. Directing tonight's episode is her first work in the Walking Dead franchise in any capacity. And we are back. We're having a good fight. I'll see you guys at break number 7. Okay, guys, we are at the show's wrap. I am with Joan. I'm going to end on a 7.5. So does Joan. I'm going back and trying to grab the last few comments. Joan has mentioned the Whisperers are a cult, with Alpha as the Jim Jones of the apocalypse. Looks like Beta is bottled into along with all the others, hoping Gamma survives long enough to stay clear of the mentality. We were both kind of rooting for Lydia to kill her mom, but she didn't. Or just let her die, that works too. I kind of like the way it went, you know, where Lydia left her a message. Of course, she had to mess Lydia up even further before she goes. I think Daryl messed her up. And then doesn't they have the courtesy to die, damn it, she will. Of course, he comes up through Dante's grave. Why the hell did they bury that idiot? Anyway, they didn't exactly. And if you could stick with me for a few minutes, I have a little bit of showtime left. I'd like to get through some of the notes, and that's going to get addressed in the trivia, which is the next part after the bio of the director, which we just finished. So, 10:08, thanks for staying with us. Let's get to trivia. So, trivia about tonight's episode. It was the 140th episode of The Walking Dead. As of this episode, Avinash, who played Sadiq, is no longer listed under also starring. This is the first episode to air in the 2020s decade. Actually, that is not correct. That is stuff from last week. I don't know. It was listed for stuff for tonight, but I read this last week. So I think the people that do the website I get stuff from didn't update things. Anyway, co-stars tonight, David Shea is Alfred, as one of the guys who attacked Lydia. Was in the house that Beta went through and made everybody into walkers. Annabelle Holloway is Gracie, Aaron's daughter. Anthony Azor is R.J. Grimes, who we barely saw. Nip Decay as a guard, and Pamela Gold as a panicked woman. Uncredited people, Juliet Brett as Frances in archive footage. That was Mary's sister who had the Whisperer baby that ended up killed. Quande Stewart as Quan, who's an ex-savior. Unknown actress still, baby actress, probably twins, as Socorro Espinoza. Maria Z. Wilson as Coalition Soldier, and also Joey Renfro as a Coalition Soldier. This is the last appearance of Frances in flashback. This episode marks Kendrick Green's 25th appearance on the TV series. It is revealed that the Whisperers have dug a tunnel underneath Alexandria's walls that led to Cheryl's grave. Since Dante was the one that buried Cheryl, that was the older lady in her 50s that was sick and died in the clinic, and Dante smothered her with a pillow. It is unclear if Cheryl's body is even really there, or if he buried her somewhere else and simply used the grave as a cover for the tunnel. Last episode trivia. The title of the episode, Squeeze, last week, refers to the tight spaces which the group had to squeeze through in order to find an exit and escape from the cave. As of this episode, Avinash Siddiq was no longer listed under also starring. Yes. The plot of this episode last week is inspired by and based on the horror film The Descent. It is revealed that Jerry is 6'2". It was a plot comment. He has also stated that he's been on a plane at least once in his life and he had trouble fitting into their bathrooms. Yes, because the brother is big. Carol being claustrophobic is a callback to the show TS-19, which was Season 1, Episode 6 finale at the CDC. It was a plot point that day. This episode marks the first time that Aaron is seen killing a living person with his mace arm. Carol is the only member of the group who's trapped in the cave not to have killed a Whisperer. Deaths last week, 11 unnamed Whisperers. No goofs, errors, bloopers listed. I'm going to check with Joan. Joan has mentioned, that bitch is seriously crazy, and I'm assuming she means Alpha. I can understand why Lydia couldn't kill her, though. Yeah, you know, that is a very common dynamic between abuser and abused. Even when you have the moment that they so deserve and you really probably should do for your own good, they really just can't. And it does haunt you. Joan says, just glad she got away from her. And my explanation, oh, that makes more sense. I could have sworn they burned Dante's body. I believe they did. So that wasn't Dante's grave in which he resides. That was Dante making a grave for Cheryl. And what he really did was dug the tunnels and used Cheryl to cover it up. All right, cast birthdays. Last time we had a whole chunk that we have left over at the end of the year of people who are on the show, but we don't have birthday data for them. But I don't want them to feel unnoticed and left out. So we try to read them off at the end of the year to give appreciation. We had a little bit too much chat last week, so we didn't get to January or February birthdays, so let's do that now. I'll probably run until about 10:30 or until I can get through the majority of my notes. We'll kind of make a judgment call on it. Anyhow, January birthdays from the cast. Jean-Anne Goosen, who played Michelle or Shell, one of the saviors, January 3rd, she's from Toronto. Norman Reedus' birthday, Mark Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, January 6th, he's from Hollywood, Florida. Lauren Cohen, Maggie, January 7th, 1982, she's from Philadelphia. She moved to the UK as a child, which is why she has the accent, but she actually is American, despite that. Merritt Carmen Waver, who was Denise in Alexandria, January 7th also, and she's from New York City. Carrie Condon, who played Clara, the crazy Irish woodswoman in Season 4 that Rick was talking to. You know, how many people have you killed and all that stuff. January 9th, and she is from Thurles, County Tipperary, Ireland. Sabrina Generino, who was Tamil in Oceanside, January 20th. She's from Rochester, New York. Avinash Siddiqui, season 8 and forward, January 24th. He's born in the USA, but city unknown. Maybe we'll find that at some point. Callan Ryan Claude McAuliffe, who played Alden, Savior Defector to Hilltop, January 24th. He's from Clontarf, New South Wales, Australia. Interesting, because there's yet another who doesn't actually have the accent and is doing an American accent. Andrew Rothenberg played Jim, part of Dale's Atlanta camp. That character's been gone for a while. He's born January 26th. He's from L.A. Joshua Josh McKell played Jared, a savior bully, also has played several random walkers. January 27th, and he's from Conyers, Georgia. Adam Minarovich, who played Ed Peltier, Carol's husband, January 30th, and he's from Houston, Texas. And Brett Anderson Butler, who played Tammy Rose Sutton, Hilltop Blacksmith Earl's wife, January 30th, Montgomery, Alabama. I'm going to pause for February birthdays. Joan has not added anything further, so let's go and run through those. February birthdays, cast and crew. Griffin Cleveland played Billy in the Walking Dead webisodes Torn Apart. February 2nd, he's from L.A. Kyla Kennedy White goes by Kyla Kennedy. She played Micah in Prison. February 4th, and she's from Charleston, South Carolina. Enver Jokaj, G-J-O-K-A-J. I had to write down how to pronounce this. Played Pete, who rescues the governor and Megan, Tara's niece, in season 4. February 12th birthday is from Orange County, California. He's of Albanian extraction. Denai Guerrera plays Michonne. February 14th, Valentine's baby. Grinnell, Iowa, grew up in Zimbabwe. Jane Atkinson played Georgie. February 18th, she was born in Bournemouth, Dorset, England. Logan Miller, who played Benjamin of the Kingdom. February 18th, he's from Englewood, Colorado. Michael Jonathan Mike Zegan played Randall Culver, Season 2, Episode 9, Survivors. February 20th, from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Noah Nicholas Emmerich was Dr. Edwin Jenner, a CDC doctor in Season 1. February 27th, from New York City. And Charles Halford, who played Lonnie in the Telltale Games Walking Dead video game for Android and so on, Season 3. And he also played Yago, a savior in Season 8. Two different characters. February 28th, Salt Lake City, Utah. And the March birthdays that go between now and next weekend. Audrey Marie Anderson, who played Lily, Tara's older sister. March 7th, Fort Worth, Texas. And Al Vicente, the Mexican man, and that is the name of his character. Season 3, Episode 10, Survivors, March 8th, and he is from Chicago. Let's give all these people some appreciation and happy birthday. All right, it's 10:16. We have a little bit of time left, so let me run over the rest. There was no featured music mentioned that anybody caught last week, so there's nothing to point at. Unaccounted for characters, I'm not going to keep poking at. We'll do that when we get something new to say. Talking Dead tonight. Talking Dead this week will be... it'll air following the premiere of AMC's new show, Dispatches from Elsewhere. I was going to tape this, but I kind of forgot. This week's guests include Thora Birch, who plays Gamma, executive producer Denise Huth, and World Beyond, Nico Tortorella. That is an actress on the new third series that's coming out. Back half, yeah, by the way, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to harp on it. I know nobody from AMC gives a crap about my show or has ever listened to this, but if anybody ever does, can you please knock it off with the whole Talking Dead being separate thing? By the way, Talking Dead will not be separate on the season finale. The one where we have 9 o'clock will be the season finale, 10 o'clock will be the opening of Walking Dead World Beyond, I have to do the singular now, and then immediately after at 11 will properly be Talking Dead. Then they'll probably discuss both shows, I would guess. So that gives me something to look forward to in 6 episodes. Check and see if Joan has anything to add, not just yet. So let me go ahead and finish this off. Back half of season 10, episode 11 next week is Morningstar. Excuse me. 12 is What We Become. 13 is Walk With Us. And that's the one where the guy tonight is also going to work on some things. Eli Jornet is going to be one of the writers, and Jornet is working on the season finale with Jim. And that'll be, by the way, 13 will be directed by Greg Nicotero. We have some of these pre-announced. 14 is Look at the Flowers. I have to get my Look at the Flowers thing because I never get to use this. Where is it? Come see me. There we go.
Just look at the flowers.
Okay. That's episode 14. Episode 15 is The Tower, April 5th. And 16 is A Certain Doom, season finale. Other shows upcoming on NDB Media include, pardon me a moment, get a bit of a tickle cough. On March 5th, Travel Itch Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Travel Itch Radio heads south to historic St. Augustine, Florida, on Thursday, March 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when Dan Schlossberg and Keita Roberts host Barbara Golden of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hear about the Spanish fort, the concrete bridge, the rows of pastel-colored inns, and the actual Fountain of Youth. And Saturday, March 7th, Sports Talk with the Guys, Saturday morning extravaganza, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The Monday morning quarterbacks are live on Saturday morning. No one is safe while we troll the digital airwaves. Join us as we discuss the latest news in the world of sports and review the events of the past week. No fantasy sports here. We keep it real. You need to remember, we kill brain cells, and as such, we must just be the purveyors of the zombie apocalypse. Well, thanks for giving me a show, guys. You have been warned. Call in 914-338-0314 Saturday morning. Be ready to let them know who you are and where you're calling from. All right. Thank you very much for your patience. Thank you, Joan, for helping me out, staying with us extra time. Thank you not only to everyone joining us tonight, but those of you who may be listening later via podcast, iTunes, or the Blog Talk Radio website. Special appreciation to our host, NDB Media. And we hope you guys will join us next weekend for another live watch party on this same network. So please watch our Facebook page for showtimes and episode links. See you guys next time. Thanks for joining us, and good night.